Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day.
Coming at you right here. Bobby Belt is fist pumping on the fan cam. I'm Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Peyton, and Ryan with you on DFW Sports Station. I got the text message from Nick Eatman, who said he's at the Senior Bowl. And well, they're expecting to get Jerry, Steven, and Will today. So Will McClay, Steven, and Jerry Jones talking about what this roster needs and the Kellen Moore divorce. So maybe we'll get Nick on tomorrow. Michael Irvin, of course, is snowed out of returning to DFW. So tomorrow we'll have the playmaker and DeMarcus Ware on the show. So DeMarcus Ware, Michael Irvin, and we'll see about Nick Eatman as he's getting ready for the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm. I didn't get a chance to watch most of the Senior Bowl stuff yesterday. We had the app was just like broken for most people most of the day, so you couldn't go back and watch film. But I did see a depressing note this morning. The Texas running back broke his hand. No, not Bijan Robinson. It was Roschon Johnson, who's still a really good player and will probably go in the third round. But he broke his hand out there at Senior Bowl. And that's disappointing. But it's a Senior Bowl is always a good opportunity to hear from Jerry. Jerry likes dropping news there and giving really, really, you know, newsworthy quotes. That's where he gave the quote last year that Dan Quinn would love to be the head coach of the Cowboys. So Senior Bowl is always a good place to get them. And then Combine, which, by the way, I need to bring that up to Boss Man Spittle if I'm going to Indianapolis or not. So.
Meanwhile, the breaking news is that if you can find a La Quinta out there, maybe. Tom Brady has retired. He said this time for good. So that is the breaking news. Don't know why you have Jim Nance in your background there. Because
he's a friend of the show.
On the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. So Micah Parsons, I mean, he's just all over social media. He cannot stay off of Twitter. And he is very opinionated. So some of the messages he sent out during the NFC Championship game, Eagles are dominating up front. LOL. Eagles don't want to tackle. LOL. That's when I wrote back, neither did Trayvon Diggs. And then Trayvon Diggs tweeted his tackle total for the year, saying career high in tackles. That wasn't directly back to me, but everyone was making fun of Diggs after Micah called out the Eagles for not wanting to tackle. But for the purposes of this discussion, it was this tweet that had people getting on Parsons for being a traitor. I don't think people realize what Lane Johnson is doing right now. Freaking heroic. One of my favorite players in the league. And Lane Johnson basically wrote back like, love you, man. Really appreciate that. And Micah Parsons then basically said, love you too. Rooting for you guys.
Yeah,
and that set everybody off, RJ.
Yeah, so the exact quote is like, not many like you, definitely not playing like you're healthy or with a torn groin. Go win a bowl for our division. And then Lane...
What kind of bowl?
I think he meant Super Bowl. And then Lane the fingers crossed emoji back. Okay? And so that set off...
That set off everyone going crazy. The websites, Barstool, Micah Parsons telling Lane Johnson to go win a bowl for our division is the lowest, saddest moment in Cowboys history. Micah responded, someone needs to tell Micah you're doing a bad job with PR. You did a bad job with PR with your Dak Prescott salary cap comparison with the Final Four, and he did a bad job with PR with this because he said, no, you people are sick. You will sit in your own misery because of lack of accomplishments, then root for others. I have no shame. The league is a brotherhood. I'll never pray down on another man's success, nor be ashamed to say I'm happy for my brother's success. So that is Micah responding back to everyone. Let's start with the number one topic and issue of rooting for the Eagles or the NFC East to win it all. Now, Tolos will immediately say, what is the difference, Choppy and Sean? You guys did that in the NFC Championship game, so we need to address that first.
Well, that's simple. We were not rooting for Philadelphia so much as we were rooting against San Francisco.
Yes.
We were rooting against Bonte Hill and Butcher Boy. That's what we were rooting against. We were rooting against the fans who love to stab each other in San Francisco outside the parking lot. We were rooting against those idiots out there who are just so vile on social media, coming after Sean's wife and my kid and his kid. Like, that's what we were not rooting for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We were rooting against San Francisco. There is a huge difference there.
And the Philadelphia rooting interest, if you want to call it that, has a cutoff point. We're not rooting for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Ours had a ceiling of the NFC Championship. Micah saying this is much, much worse. Now, RJ and I used to have a college conference argument about this all the time. Bobby, Choppy would say, if the Tennessee Volunteers are not going to win it all, he wants a team from the SEC to win it in order to show that their conference, their division is the mightiest and the strongest. And I would say, no. You're supposed to have hate for those people that you compete against. You don't want that. And now it feels like all the SEC may be feeling a little bit like that. Like, all right, let's prove that the SEC is the mighty conference. And if I'm an Alabama fan, maybe I'm not rooting for Georgia, but I could root for a team that's not more of a rival. Where do you stand on it, Bobby?
Yeah, I agree with you, but I also, that's exactly what I was thinking of when I saw what Micah said, is just like, Micah's still thinking this is Penn State, and like, hey, go win it for the Big Ten. I don't think he's got the same reference.
Is it more acceptable to root for your conference, another team in your conference to win it, than in your NFL division?
Probably. I mean, probably, but even still, I wouldn't do that with either. I'm not, like, out there going, like, go win it, win it for the Big 12, like Oklahoma. Like, and I don't think, even though people cheer for conferences, I don't think generally, Ohio State fans are going, like, well, go win it for Michigan, go win it for the Big 10. Or Georgia fans are never cheering for Alabama to win it for the conference, I don't think. So, even still, I think that has its limitations on who you're going to root for. But yeah, I remember that the first time that idea was brought up to me, I remember I was 8 years old and my dad grew up in Ohio. He's a big Ohio State fan. And he talked about how, oddly enough, he had the other view of that where he's like, yeah, like, I mean, if Ohio State won't win it, I would be fine with Michigan because win it for the conference. I'm like, what the hell are you, like, even at 8 years old, it's like, this is the dumbest logic I've ever heard in my life. What do you mean go win it for the
big? You will learn in 2 years. When Texas finally says, okay, we're done playing against these patsies in the Big 12, we're going to go to the big boy conference, that you're going to root and you are going to have us root for you when you play those schools up north, okay? Because this really started with the SEC getting disrespected by the media that was so Big Ten heavy. So we had to root for each other. It's how we became the greatest conference in the land. And you too, Bobby, you will. And if you don't, that's fine. You don't have to. I'm going to root for your school when you guys go against play those teams up north. Because those teams up north don't deserve to be beaten, the ones from the SEC. So I will take part in that. I will root for Texas and Oklahoma over any Big Ten school. That's how it started. I don't use it in the pros. I think it's a little bit weird in the pros. But we got to remember, who did Micah root for growing up?
I don't know. I know he's from PA. I don't know him to be an Eagles fan like Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I don't think he was. I'm going to look this up now. I think we have heard who he used to be a fan. Honestly, Chop, he grew up, I think he was part of that first generation that you talk about your kids being now, where I don't know that they root for teams as much as they root for players.
Well, then there you go. Maybe he liked Lane Johnson. And, that could certainly be it.
He buddied up with Lane Johnson at Christmas Eve after there was all that talk about, oh, you were disrespecting Jalen Hurts. He and Lane Johnson had a talk on the field afterwards. So I know they've got a fresh relationship that he's probably angling with.
No.
But that's just
what it is. I got one word for Micah. And if we sit down with him at training camp, I guarantee you this would shut him up. This would shut his argument down. Kobe. This is not Kobe Bryant-esque. This is not Lion-esque. And that's who Micah patterns himself after mentality-wise. You think Kobe Bryant would say, I don't know, who the hell's in the Pacific Division? The Kings?
Portland.
You think – all right, I can go back, show off my NBA knowledge. Do you think Portland eliminates the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals and he goes, you know what, Rasheed, go out there, Darius Miles, and win one for the Pacific Division in the Western Conference? No! Those are your immediate competitors. This is not very alpha-esque. This is what's beneath a lion in the jungle. What's a beta cat, Choppy?
I mean, well, cats are big anyway. But I would say the next one down. I mean, from a lion, go to a cheetah.
Okay, the cheetah's Tyreek Hill. I need another cat. So what else has been let loose from the Dallas Zoo?
It goes like lion, jaguar, cheetah, I think.
Okay, I need something
else.
Hyena. Go with a hyena. That's a dog, but go with that one.
No, that's my
hyena is actually closer to a cat than a dog.
Okay, this is.
It is? Have you seen them?
I know that's what they look like, but.
We're going to have to rename the lion. I'm going to have to start trolling Micah on social media and not stop calling. I'm going to have to call him a lesser cat. I'm going to have to call him a lesser kitten now because this is not a Kobe mentality. This is soft. This is weak.
Ooh,
and what would he say back to that?
I don't know. Who knows? We may have a shot next week. We'll see.
You think he could be coming on the show, Micah Parsons? All right.
Maybe. I'm still trying to text and figure some stuff out.
So there he is saying, and I'm just rooting for other people's success. You guys are sick. I think Eli Manning came out and indirectly made Micah look worse by saying, no, I'm not rooting for the Giants or the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, I got all my teams mixed up. Because I think Eli was giving the double middle fingers at the Eagles game the other day. And he's like, I'm not rooting for the Eagles to win it. They're in the NFC East. And that's the mentality that Micah needs to have. Meanwhile, I got to play this. It was an impressive job by an Eagles fan with way too much time on his hands. Someone went and collected all the Jalen Hurts receipts from the media, Bobby, over the past year.
Can succeed on the Philadelphia Eagles.
So my takeaway on Jalen Hurts is I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
I still believe Carson Wentz is better than Jalen Hurts.
Can he be an elite signal caller? I don't know. I would have question marks with that.
The Eagles should consider benching Jalen Hurts.
I'll never say he's going to make a Pro Bowl because I doubt he will.
Give your three first-round picks to Seattle. Go get Russell Wilson and go compete for championships.
The Philadelphia Eagles are going to ruin Jalen Hurts.
He just can't throw the football well enough to be a long-term solution.
It's a perfectly thrown ball by Jalen Hurts. These balls are on time, perfect rhythm, and they hit their guy in stride.
Hurts has the time, and he delivers perfectly thrown to A.J. Brown.
Coach, I always say hungry dogs run fast. I ain't hungry. I'm starving for this.
So when you watch Jalen Hurts, not pretty, struggles on the deep ball.
Hurts wants it all with Brown. A.J. Brown!
I don't think Jalen Hurts can be your future in Philadelphia. I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
You know you're not going nowhere with Jalen.
That's when you find out the character of a man. And in tough times.
Can he take us to the championship? I don't believe he can.
The Philadelphia Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl.
Attention, air traffic control. A flock of Eagles is heading to Arizona.
Side note, that could be the greatest hype music of all time when that kicks in.
Amazing.
Right?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, that got me chills. I want to go watch Rock. It's a good movie. It's a little slow. The first was a little slow moving, but it, like, that music gets me going every single time.
Wait, what movie are you referring to?
Rocky.
That wasn't Rocky music, was it?
Yes, it was.
Wait, I'm not talking about the Rocky music.
That was the Rocky music that was playing.
Which movie? That's not Rocky One.
Yeah, I think that was like Rocky 3 or 4.
Okay. So you're not doing Fly Now, whatever it is. I'm talking about the Biggie music that was just playing.
That was not Biggie music. That was not Biggie.
This is the widest discussion of all time.
Go back and play. That was not Biggie. That was the music that was his training music in Rocky.
That's when you find out the character of a man. And in tough times.
Can he take us to the championship?
What song did you think that was, Sean?
Philadelphia Eagles.
No, play the beginning of it, Peyton. Play the beginning of the whole thing.
Wentz is better than Jalen Hurts.
Can he be an elite
signal? All right, stop, stop. I thought that was the biggie that they were mixing with something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I gotta remember the song. Jesse Holly's gonna, what song is it?
Jesse Holly's gonna tweet.
Jesse text. I know which beat you're talking about.
This
yeah.
is embarrassing. This is really embarrassing. I don't.
That was
I don't
a posthumous song.
I don't feel bad for not getting the Rocky part of it. I feel bad I can't rip off the song title at the beginning. That's what I was talking when it kicks in and Biggie Goat starts going off. I don't want to be Romo here. Who was that quarterback who was in trouble? Chop at
Marcus
Florida?
Stokes?
Huh?
Marcus Stokes, the Florida quarterback who was he videoed himself, rapping and he was singing along to a song and he said the N-word.
Yeah.
And Florida took his scholarly away, as the kids call it.
Yeah,
well,
you
then
know
he
what
got
I'm,
one.
Yeah.
Then he got another offer from an HBCU school, Albany State.
Yeah.
There was some backlash there. The coach finally took it away. So I think he's got one from West Florida now, which is a D2 school.
Yeah.
So we'll see where Marcus Stokes ends up.
Okay, we have the hip-hop aficionado, Gavin Spittle. That's Rocky training music, and the beginning is as well. So y'all know what I'm talking about. I just can't say any of the words. Otherwise, I will be fired and canceled. All right, 877-881-1053. It's a good thing less people are on the roads for that hip-hop music discussion right there. The breaking news, Tom Brady has retired again. Most unlikely physical story in the history. And can you make the argument that he's not absolutely truly the GOAT next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.